Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
First couple hours has been heavy doses of NFL and more Patriots than anything else with the loss yesterday in the opening round of the playoffs. There are a lot of questions circling the franchise, as well there should be. Also, you got to be fair and give credit where credit is due. They have been as good a dynasty as there has been in the National Football League. Certainly in the free agent era, and you want to go back to the Packers of Lombardi, okay, we could talk in a comparison. But the game has changed a lot since Vince Lombardi patrolled the sidelines on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Is the dynasty over in New England? A lot of it is going to be judged by through the viewers' eyes, and we will read into what is stated by the important people who will make or break the ongoing dynasty in New England. That'd be their head coach and their quarterback. Their owner hasn't been heard from yet, but at some point, I'm sure we'll hear from Mr. Kraft as well. Guy's been up there chronicling it all for his outlet, NESN, New England Sports Network. Patriots beat reporter Zach Cox joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach, where were you last night at 12:30 after Tom Brady had spoken, after the people had filed out of the stadium up there? What was the feeling in the air in New England after last night's loss?
Yeah, it was just a sort of feeling of shocking finality, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't even really call the loss itself a shock, because a lot of people were talking during the lead up to this game about how the Titans, they were just a very bad matchup for this Patriots team that hadn't looked like a dominant Patriots team really in 2 months now. So the fact that the Titans did come in and beat the Patriots in this game, it wasn't nearly as surprising as the loss that the Patriots had last week to the Miami Dolphins. But just kind of sitting there and realizing that this season actually is over, and that the Patriots are knocked out of the playoffs in the wild card round after making the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl in every single season since 2011, it does feel like sort of an end of an era. I'm not ready to declare the end of an era, the end of the era just yet, because we don't know what's going on with Tom Brady this offseason. We don't know entirely what's going on with other key members of this Patriots organization. So going to reserve judgment on that for now. But yeah, it was a feeling that we haven't felt up here in New England in quite a long time.
All right, let's start with the quarterback, Tom Brady. He had his post-game press conference last night. He didn't say anything definitive, that he was staying with the Patriots, that he was definitely coming back, that he was moving on. He's going to keep playing, but moving. People would have liked him to paint a clearer picture, but he did a good job of leaving all options open to himself. So he had to read between the lines a little bit. What was the thing that you read between the lines that was of most interest to you?
Yeah, I honestly don't think Tom Brady even knows exactly where he will be playing football in 2020. The one semi-definitive thing that he did say during that press conference was that he is not planning on retiring, or his words were he's hopefully unlikely to retire, which I read as long as some team will have him at the value that he believes he deserves, then he absolutely wants to play football next season. Will that be with the Patriots? Will that be with somebody else? I don't know at this point. I don't think Tom Brady, again, I don't believe that even he knows. I think he's going to, I would be surprised if he doesn't at least try out free agency, or at least have discussions with other teams before, when, whether that ends up with him signing with another team or ends up with him coming back to New England on a new contract. I think the chances are pretty close to 50-50 at the moment, but it definitely seems like he does want to at least kind of see what is out there for himself after being here in New England for the last 20 years, and especially after the way that this whole season played out, where the offense was pretty rough for most of the season, and Tom Brady didn't play particularly well himself for long stretches, but the weapons that the Patriots put around him were we're not nearly as formidable as what they've had in recent years. It just seems like he's at least entertaining the possibility of going elsewhere. Again, whether that happens, well, we're going to have to probably wait another couple months to find out.
Will the Patriots put, or maybe I should word this differently, what will be the Patriot effort to get Tom Brady agreed to a new contract prior to when he becomes a free agent?
Yeah, I honestly don't think they're going to be able to. Maybe they will. Maybe Robert Kraft will be able to convince him to just re-sign without kind of weighing options from other teams. But the way that the Patriots and Tom Brady restructured his quote-unquote contract extension last season, there was a clause in there that said he couldn't be franchised, and another clause in there that basically said that the last 2 years of his deal would be voided and that he would become a free agent this coming off season in a couple months when the league year opens. I don't think they would have put those clauses into that contract if Tom Brady was planning on re-signing with the team before free agency. I don't know. Maybe it happens. Robert Kraft does have a lot of pull with Tom Brady, and they have obviously spent a long, long time together. But I would be a little surprised at this point if they do get a deal done before free agency.
Fair enough. Both Belichick and Brady were quite complimentary of each other. Brady last night, Belichick today in his media availability. There have been some up and downs in the relationship over the last two decades. Where do Belichick and Brady sit with each other?
I believe they're on very good terms at the moment. There were some hiccups definitely in that relationship over the last couple of seasons, but really for this whole season and dating even back to last season, I didn't sense any kind of animosity between them two. Tom Brady was definitely frustrated this season, and he's probably frustrated partially with some of the moves that Bill Belichick made on the offensive kind of personnel side with bringing in the wide receivers and tight ends that he did bring in, who obviously did not really perform up to the usual Patriots standards. But personally, between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, I don't sense a disconnect or a feud or a rift or anything like that. I think they are on good terms, and they've, as you mentioned, certainly been very complimentary of each other. I don't think this is going to be a situation where Tom Brady's just sick of playing for Bill Belichick and he wants to go somewhere else. I don't think that's going to be really part of his thought process here.
We're talking to Zach Cox. He's the Patriots beat reporter for New England Sports Network up there in Patriot land. If they're on good terms, but Tom just wants to go out, and he should. Every player wants that free agency at least once in their career, and Brady has always avoided that by doing extensions with the Patriots. I don't think Robert Kraft or Belichick or anybody could hold it against him if he wanted to do it at least once in his career. If that's the case, though, and he ends up going elsewhere, and we've all heard the story of the fit that he could be with the Chargers out there in L.A., what does Belichick do? Is he going to look to sign a contract extension and say, give me 2 years and I'll get us right back to the Super Bowl again? I just got to get me one of those quarterback guys and then let me do my magic. How does Belichick proceed without Brady?
I would be very, very surprised if Bill Belichick left this offseason, regardless of what Tom Brady does. It is a possibility that he leaves the Patriots. I'm not sure what his current contract status is, and when he was asked today in his news conference whether he'll be back next year, he basically just said, kind of repeated the same line he said when he was asked about Brady, and that he's just not thinking about future considerations and all that now because the Patriots season just ended a couple hours ago. I do think he'll be back, but that's going to be the number one storyline of this Patriots off season. Is Tom Brady going to be back? And if he's not, what do they do at quarterback? I mean, they drafted Jared Stidham in the fourth round last year. I know they liked what they've seen from him this season, but he had very, very limited game action. They had Cody Kessler in as their third quarterback this year. Wasn't even active for any games. I would expect both of them to be in camp with the team next season, but neither of those are anywhere close to a sure thing starter at the NFL level. So if they do not bring Tom Brady back, do they go out and get a Marcus Mariota type, Teddy Bridgewater type? Do they try to use another high draft pick on a quarterback, whether it's somebody that they think might be able to play soon, or whether it's a guy like Tua if he falls in the draft? Maybe they pick up somebody like him as a project. It's very tough to predict how they would proceed at the quarterback position if Tom Brady doesn't stay with the team. And if Tom Brady kind of drags his feet with this decision, you could end up with a situation like they had with Rob Gronkowski last year, where by the time Gronkowski announced that he was not coming back and that he would retire, a lot of the good options were already off the table. And it's even more so with a player like Brady. At the quarterback position, you really have to shape your entire offensive strategy and mindset around that player. The Patriots kind of have to know relatively soon, I would say by maybe a week or two into free agency, what that's going to be, so they can shape how they're going to approach the draft, approach free agency, approach everything this offseason. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. It's really something that we've never seen around here in New England, at least since Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have been together here. So it's really uncharted waters for this franchise.
Right, but the one fly in that ointment of the Patriots can't wait, well, Brady can't wait either. Does Brady just think he gets to sit around till right before the draft and then pick his team? No, the other teams need to know if they're going to make a commitment to Tom Brady. He's going to be a $25, $23 million quarterback. Hey, you just don't get that money out of the piggy bank. You have to have that under your cap and be ready to make the commitment to him as a quarterback. So that won't be the problem. It won't be that Brady and the Patriots are both waiting for Brady to make up his mind. The situation will make up the mind of Tom Brady as much as anything else.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, there are just so many variables that go into this situation, this whole storyline, which is what makes it such a fascinating sequence of events that's about to play out over these next 2, 3, 4 months.
All right. How is Patriot Nation going to handle this? And by that, I mean the Patriot fan base. They've been pretty spoiled over the last couple decades with 6 championships, 2 major runs in each of the last 2 decades. Can they deal with a rebuild as long as one of their superstars, be it either the quarterback or the coach, is sticking around to see them through the rebuild?
I mean, I can tell you that they're not particularly happy at the moment, at least judging by the reaction I've seen online and on social media and whatnot. It's, as I mentioned, it's uncharted waters for this team. They hadn't played in a wild card game since 2009. Hadn't lost before the AFC Championship game since 2011, and now the franchise quarterback very well could not be with the team next year. And even more than that, there Josh McDaniels could leave this team for a head coaching job. Devin McCourty, Kyle Van Noy, Joe Tooney, a lot of key players on this team are going to be free agents. There's a very good chance that half to maybe more than half of those guys don't come back next year. This could be a very different looking Patriots team. And with all that turnover, especially if some of that turnover is at the quarterback position, it's going to be very difficult for them to continue to play at the level that they've established here over the last 20 years. So I don't know. As I said earlier, I'm not ready yet to kind of write off the Patriots dynasty just yet, because there is a chance that a lot of these pieces could come back next year, and the Patriots could find ways to supplement Tom Brady with some more quality weapons, and then they end up kind of looking more like they did in 2016, 2017, 2018 to what they did this year. But there's a lot of question marks, far more question marks than we've seen in a very long time with this team. So as I keep mentioning, it's going to be fascinating, and I think it might be a rough go for some fans if this team does have to enter anything resembling a rebuilding phase.
All right, last thing, and I'm going to probably ask you to step out of your comfort zone here a little bit. If Tom Brady, at his best, and you can pick whichever year you want that to be, any of the 6 Super Bowl championship teams, and I think he's the greatest quarterback of all time because of his entire career, not because of any one individual year. But if that one year was 100%, comparing what Tom Brady did this year, what percent is he at now Would it be fair to expect him to be at that percent again next year if he comes back and champions the Patriots again?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think we'll ever see 2007 Tom Brady again, or even like 2016, 2017 Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the best quarterback in football as recently as 2 years ago, and this year nobody could have possibly considered Tom Brady the best quarterback in football. Even the biggest Patriots homer out there, even with all the kind of issues that the Patriots had on offense, Tom Brady was one of those issues on offense. He wasn't the biggest issue on offense, and the Patriots didn't lose many games because of Tom Brady, but Tom Brady was not the MVP caliber player that we saw for years and years and years. And now the fact that he's going to be 43 when this next season starts, I think he can still be a quality NFL quarterback for another season, maybe two more seasons, but there definitely were kind of signs of decline from Tom Brady this season. I think he could improve if he has some more weapons around him. I think you could see maybe get back to a Pro Bowl level, but he's not going to be the best quarterback in the NFL moving forward. I would be very surprised if he gets back to that level, regardless of who any particular team would be able to put around him. So that's another question that the Patriots have to weigh when they're talking about kind of a potential contract for Tom Brady. If Tom Brady says I'll only sign for a 2 year X million dollar deal or a 3 year deal, will the Patriots want to give him that money for a player who, as I mentioned, did look a little bit diminished this year? So yeah, Tom Brady's best days are certainly behind him. He still has some good days left, I think, but yeah, anybody expecting to see MVP Tom Brady moving forward, I think, is going to be disappointed.
Zach, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Take a deep breath, and before you know it, you'll be covering the stories of where does the dynasty go from here. Appreciate it. Thanks much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Zach Cox, Patriots beat reporter for New England Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.